Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with your host, James Creviston.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James. And today I have a great friend of mine. I haven't seen him in a while. I was actually like, I think about him the other day. I was going through sketches that we had actually written. They were on my laptop. I was going through them and I was laughing. I was like, why are we never make these? And then I was like, I should reach out to him. And come to find out, he did the thing that we talked about. Like, he made a show and the show is in Las Vegas every week. It's amazing. I'm going to go out there and visit soon. I am so excited. Please welcome the very funny, the very talented Charlie Wilson. Charlie.
Hey,
man, it's so good to have you.
Good to catch up with you, man. It has been a minute. You know, ever since the pandemic and all of that, man, it seems like it's been 5 years, but it's been just, it's crazy.
I know. I was like, how long have we not spoken? This is weird. And then you're in Vegas and I see all this stuff. I was like, what happened? Charlie, like, he left LA. He went to Vegas. He's like, I'm going to, it's funny because I moved from Vegas to LA and you moved from LA to Vegas.
It did. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, it actually happened it's a funny story, bro.
Let's hear it.
So I got my first TV credit with Laugh After Dark on Amazon Prime season 2. That was cool. And the producers, hit me back up and we basically had a meeting and they, asked if I wanted to host season 3 of Laugh After Dark. So we were supposed to do this in LA, we had castings, we had auditions, I'm geeked up. And this is like 2019. I had the meeting 2020 January. We have auditions, we're set to go. And then we're scheduled to film the live show March 2020, bro. So literally the week of the shutdown, they say, hey, it's just going to be a couple of weeks. Just be patient with us, guys. It's going to, just a couple of weeks while we get a grasp of this. So we had a tough decision to make. It was kind of like, do we go ahead and film this show? We got tickets sold. We were sold out. Or do we kind of wait and see what this virus thing they're talking about is? So we decided to hold off. And we never did shoot that in LA. We just kept waiting and waiting, and obviously things never really got better within 2020. We didn't want to film with people with masks on, so we just shot a podcast to kind of keep things busy. And I got booked to do a show in Vegas because Vegas was way more open than Cali.
So
check this out. So I come out here to do the show. I headline at this club called Extreme Comedy Club in Vegas with my boy Benny Pitts. I headline that show, kill it, have a fun set. And one of my partners, Big Irish J, shout out to Big Irish J, he invited me to this venue downtown. And he's like, yo, come on, man. I'm gonna see if I can get you like 5 minutes. It's a dope spot. Come check it out. And I'm like, I don't know, Jay, man. I already did my show, bro. I'm going to get some food. I was like, yo, come over here. Check the show out. So I'm like, all right. So I go to this venue and the producers, Robert and Kelsey, they end up coming to support and meet the show because they had moved back to Vegas. Once the lockdown kind of happened there, I think they'd lived here years ago anyway.
Yeah.
So they pulled up to support me. I go to the venue downtown and I meet the host. He says, hey man, I'll give you 5 minutes. You're down here from LA? I said, yeah. So I go do 5 minutes and just have a great 5 minute set. It's like, oh shit, this was a nice ass venue. This was dope, man. It was a big, big stage and shit. And after the show, the owner happens to be in the building. And afterwards, he's like, hey, man, you know, where you from? What you got? Hey, man, I'm Charlie. So we kind of conversate a little bit. You know, my producers, Rob and Kelso, with me. And that kind of led to a conversation. We got his card and we kept in touch. And we worked out a Las Vegas residency from there. So
that is awesome.
Happened by fluke, man. But that's why I've always been an advocate on, you know, putting yourself out there, man, and doing those shows that don't pay. You know, you're constantly having to sell yourself, man, because you don't know which stage or which 5-minute guest spot is going to, you know, be the game changer. And it was definitely a game changer for us, because within a year's time span, we already filmed the full season of Laugh After Dark live in Vegas. So we just kind of named it and redeveloped the show. And it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun, especially bringing people from LA out here when they're still locked down. So it was fun. Everybody was excited to be here, man. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So on the show that you do, it's a 2-hour show that you do every Saturday there. Do you do sketches or anything? Because I know you have bands, you have singers or whatever, but do you ever do the sketches?
So we haven't technically got sketches incorporated.
Okay.
We do have some visual content, like some promo content. Sometimes we replay old videos from our shows. Sometimes I've done some kind of promo videos talking about Laugh After Dark and, you know, gearing towards the podcast, but we haven't started mixing in some of the sketches yet. So
we got to get those made, man.
Yeah, I know. We're playing with a lot of different ideas, man. Now that we're finally chilling, like, I'm moving. I'm in between moves and, you know, trying to get settled. But, you know, now we're constantly developing, man. But I hope to incorporate some of those sketches, man. So I'm still developing more. I just wrote a sketch out yesterday. I'm just like, I don't know when I'm going to shoot this, but let me continue to just, you know, write when I can and build from there.
That's the thing is, like, we sat down and we would go write and we would just come up with so many amazing ideas and just be like, and just being in the room, we just boom, 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 just come up with so many things. I was like, man. And so when I looked at one of those sketches the other day and I was like, this has never been made. This is a travesty to the world. Like, why are we not making this? I was like, man, this is wild. And I've got better at writing too. So it's like, now I've had stuff made in web series. I've got to write for TV shows and do things. So now I'm better at writing than I was when we were doing it. It's like, now there's a whole nother level that we can add to it.
Well, bro, that's a good point, because sometimes, like, you're writing, you're developing, but it ain't time yet.
Yeah.
You still got, wait, so you can add some more seasoning to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, you know, had I got this opportunity 2 years ago, you know, I'm sure I wouldn't have been as prepared and as ready to deal with as much that goes into it, man. So sometimes it's the timing that you think you're ready for, but it's all about your process and embracing your process and all those things, you know, coming together when it's time. You just gotta, you know, that's the process and shit.
That's what I love about you, is that you know, like, I'm gonna keep working hard, and when the moment's right, that's when my moment's gonna come. It's been super inspiring to me, where I'm like, man, that's why I love working with you, because I not only do I walk away laughing and we have fun, but I walk away inspired, like, man, Charlie. And I knew, like, the moment we met, I was like, I know this guy's gonna blow up and do big things. And I wasn't wrong, because you were just amazing.
I'm still waiting on the bigger things.
No, dude, you told me this one time. Take the moment that you have now, and you nurture that moment, and then blow up.
You know it, but that's why, again, you gotta, I've tried to continue to, like, live in slow motion and embrace each moment of the process, the growing pains, the upsets, the high expectations, but enjoying the process that's happening right now. So, because in a year from now, you'll be looking back and saying, man, that part was good. You know what I'm saying? So, and you can't go back to that part, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta kind of enjoy this while you're at where you're at, even if it's uncomfortable sometimes, you know?
Right. I was, you know, the sketch I was looking at Derek TV. We're the Derek TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what's funny is I still, because we shot like a lot of those, at least some of those sketches, and I still got them, like, on a hard drive.
Oh, I would love to see those, dude. I bet they're so good.
Yeah.
Derek TV was one we had so much fun with. We were being crazy with it. I loved it. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That was funny.
So you do a show and you do a podcast for Laugh After Dark. How do those tie in, or how did you tie those together?
Yeah. So the podcast called Do Tell with Laugh After Dark, we actually started during the pandemic when we couldn't shoot, a live show. you know, that was just kind of a podcast where we were going to sit down with comics and they were going to kind of open up the show with the story of theirs, talking about, you know, sometimes it's comedy related, sometimes it's just about some crazy shit they experienced in their life. And then we kind of just kind of have a one-on-one. So that podcast has been going. We're on our, we're getting close to 50 episodes now, you know.
Congrats. So, that's hard. Is it a week? It's weekly, right? It's a weekly podcast too?
We drop episodes pretty much on a weekly basis, you know, so. I'm headed to the studio shortly after we wrap up here. Man, a couple of more interviews, man. It's going to be tight. So, yeah, Do Tell Podcast has been, you know, been fun and consistent. And we just launched a new show called Laugh After Dark Unfiltered, which is going to kind of be more, you know, industry related, kind of behind the scenes stuff from the producers. Rob and Kelsey are, you know, mostly involved in that one, kind of talking about the process of what we're doing. Everybody's always hitting us up about submissions and how can I get on the show? You know, what are we looking for? So it'll be kind of a little bit more kind of beyond, you know, the stage and comics, you know, that, but just a different perspective from the producer's sense.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's so awesome.
And we talk about just, you know, regular too. So it's, that one's kind of more natural.
Yeah. So when it comes to the show, do you do the booking or do the producers do the booking? How does that actually work? The podcast and the show at Life After Dark.
So it's a little bit of both. You know what I mean? We have, you know, we consult, you know, a lot together. We work pretty closely together. You know, about which comics are gonna, you know, be a good fit for the show, because there's some comics that are funny and that kill it, but maybe haven't been on, you know, the stage, or it's their first time in Vegas, so, or you know, for whatever reason, you know, so we consider a lot of different factors. But at the end of the day, you know, we try to give comics opportunities. You know, you don't have to have a TV credit to be on Laugh After Dark. That's not part of the protocol. That's what I like about our show. You know, we're for the comedians, you know, we're for the comedy community, you know, so, you know, there aren't the same industry standards. You know, we just try to go with funny. And if we think you're funny and you're hardworking and you're consistent and you're out here putting in the work, obviously your content looks good, because, well, of course, we want you to be socially active. So right. We have, you know, make sense of what we're doing, too. But yeah, man, we're for the comics. So I like that aspect of it, too.
I love that.
For me, you know, I didn't have, you know, all these TV credits when I got asked to host the show. They just thought I was a good fit and thought I was funny. And it's like, that's what the industry should be about anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The people that do the best job, not necessarily the people that have X, Y, and Z credits, or they know so-and-so or whatever it is. It's got to be, it should be based more on merit. And that's what you do. And that's the thing is, you were working hard. You were already trying to make this happen when we were friends, when we were working together in LA. And so when I saw this happen, I was like, this couldn't have happened to a better person, honestly. Like,
yeah, bro, it's crazy. It's funny. I think back to, I actually, in LA, probably about 3 years ago, I don't know if I invited you or you were there, but I put on a show at this venue downtown LA, and it was called Charlie Wilson Unfiltered or something like that, Wilson TV Unfiltered. And I had a couple of sketches played throughout the show. I had, you know, music involved, and I produced it, and there were probably about 25 people there, maybe 30 people. I was a little discouraged. A few friends were there, but I had some comics perform. Ron G came through. It was a good, you know, show. But I remember feeling like, man, I put all this work into this. But little did I know, that was just to be able to do the work, to orchestrate it, to put it out there. And now to be here in a similar style, you know, concept, is like, wow. Okay, I was, you know, little did I know, I was kind of laying down the prototype or the blueprints, you know what I mean? So now that I'm in, you know, this position, it's kind of like, all right, you've kind of been in a similar space without the razzle dazzle, you know what I mean? So
you did have the blueprint. You were working it out. You, like, I remember we're sitting down, like, this is what we're gonna need here. This is how we get this thing. Like, just doing all those things, watching you do it, going, there's no way I could ever do this. I'm not that. I mean, I'm driven, but man, you're on like another level. So for me, it blew me away. And then this happens. How many people are at the venue? Like, what's this venue seat that you do every Saturday?
Yeah, producers keep up with the numbers and the stats and all that stuff. But you know, we get a nice room of people. I think the venue may sit close to 150 or 200 people, but you know, we fill the room fairly well. We've been fortunate. You know, the Vegas community has given us a lot of love. Vegas has been super dope. I honestly thought I was going to miss LA a lot when I came here, and I still have a lot of love for LA, but Vegas, you know, has been super cool. And, you know, it's way more toned down here, way more chill. So, you know, 30 minutes from one side of town to the other, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, hey, it's been very, you know, healing in a sense too. You're getting away from that $7 gas. Shit. Yeah. All that traffic and shit.
$90 to fill up my car, bro. $90 the other day. I know. I was pumping. I'm just like, oh, why? Why is this happening? I can't believe it was wild. I can't believe this is happening. I grew up in Vegas. I graduated high school in Vegas in Green Valley. So that's in Henderson.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I went to UNLV at college, is where I got my undergrad. So,
gotcha. Wow, right on that's off of Charleston, man.
Maryland Parkway.
Yeah. I'm downtown Vegas too, bro. So I love the hood over here, man. It's got a good sense. There's something raw and gritty about Vegas that I kind of like. You know what I mean? I'm from down south Louisiana originally, in my hometown, Shreveport, Louisiana. There's casinos there. It's because casino town. Yeah. So to now be here in casino town, I used to valet cars at the casino in my hometown and to work at a restaurant while I was in college. So to now be out here in casinos and working very close to it, it's kind of like, this is nostalgic.
It's so weird too, because there's that whole part of Vegas that's just all casinos. And then when you leave that area, you're like, oh, it's everywhere else. It's just like every other suburb, every other place you've ever been. It's
wild. Shit.
Yeah, everywhere. It's crazy. So are they putting these episodes, the shows that you do on Saturday, are they going to be going on Amazon too? Or is that going to be, how are they going to do that?
We filmed a season of Laugh After Dark live in Vegas. We've got 12 episodes. I think we did 12, maybe 13 episodes. So all of that's been kind of packaged up at this point, and we've kind of working through distribution now. And, you know, just kind of figuring out what platforms are going to be the right bet, you know, right fit, and which platforms are going to, you know, see the potential of what we got going on. So all that's kind of being worked out now. But our live shows just run live. You know, they're not really anywhere else. You just got to be at the show to enjoy the flavor. But the show was already packaged up and done. So now we just run live shows. And the cool part is we rock with the live band, man. We got the Fremont Funk Band. Yeah. That's fire, man. So it brings a whole different energy that just makes everybody feel good, you know.
I love that, man. I'm so proud for you, man. I'm like, this is amazing. I can't believe this happened. So what else is on your radar? Are you gonna do an album or a special? They're gonna do something for you?
So I went through all of those details now. It's like, it's a little surreal. It's like, damn, it's time for me to shoot a special. It's like, am I ready? What am I going to talk about? Nobody knows me yet.
That's great.
I got to tell the whole story. So I'm looking forward to doing that sometime this year, probably later in the year. We're doing Laugh After Dark Comedy Fest. So we're hosting a comedy festival here in October. So all the comedians, y'all need to apply, submit, and get to Vegas. Around the first week of October, I think October 3rd through 5th, October 3rd through 6th, something like that. So
I'll post the links in the show notes.
What's that?
I'll post the links in the show notes so that people can get to it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we're bringing the comics from all over. It's going to be a good time. There'll be a lot of filming. There'll be a lot of red carpet, a lot of content. So it's going to be a good time. Some good networking. There'll be industry in the building. We'll have industry from Netflix and, you know, HBO, Showtime, and Amazon. So, you know, it'll be a good time for all the comedians. You'll definitely get something from the experience. So those are the two couple of things coming up. And also, we plan on doing some shows outside of Vegas and maybe taking Laugh After Dark to some different locations. So, you know, just stay tuned for that. I can't go all the details of that, but definitely, you know, we're looking forward to stretching the brand as much as we can too.
Man, I am going to have to come out and check it out, man, because every picture I see, every little video clip I see, I'm like, this is a party. This is a comedy party, man.
It's like a big part in what the band is doing. Everybody is just having fun and spreading love. And bro, after what we went through during the pandemic and protests and rallies, man, it feels good to just get everybody together. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. And everybody leaves just, you know, wanting more. And that's what it's all about.
I don't think I've ever seen that many smiles at a comedy show, like from everybody on the stage. Like it's wild. I'm like, smile. I'm like, man, everybody's so happy. This has to be amazing. I can't wait to come check it out.
Let me know, bro. Let me know when you want to pull up, bro. I'll make sure you got a good seat. We have some cool signature drinks at the show too. That are tasty too, man. So it's a good time. So we just looking forward to growing, man. So definitely, everybody subscribe to the podcast and, you know, us.
Awesome. Well, where can everybody find you, Charlie? Where can they find out more about the show and all that stuff so we can get all those things plugged too?
Hell yeah. So, holler at me. All my platforms are pretty much Charlie Wilson TV. And the show is called Laugh After Dark. So go to laughafterdark.com for everything. The comedy festival, sponsorships, like all that good stuff, podcast details. laughafterdark.com and I'm Charlie Wilson TV.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you everybody for checking this out. Thank you, Charlie, for being here. We appreciate it. You guys don't put all the show notes and the links and everything in the show notes below. Hook up with Charlie. You're going to see some of the most amazing, hilarious content, and then check out Laughs After Dark on Amazon and check out laughsafterdark.com. I'll put all the links in the show notes. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you everyone for listening. Please have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.